The mother of a preschooler asked me the other day how she could raise her little girl so as to minimize the chances of adolescent rebellion down the road. She had seen teenagers in other families get into drug abuse and premarital sex and other harmful stuff. So she wanted to know if there was anything she could do now to set up a more tranquil adolescence. Well, I told her that when I was a kid, my parents kept me out of trouble with a battalion of rules. They had regulations for every misbehavior, and so did most other parents. And then the culture reinforced those rules, and somehow it usually worked out pretty well. But that won't get the job done today. It's a different world, and there are just too many opportunities for kids to go wrong. They still need boundaries and limits, certainly, but something else is required. They need the motivation to do what's right. And that desire to live responsibly comes principally from a loving, caring relationship built through the years by parents who have invested themselves in their children. Author Josh McDowell put it best. He said, "Rules without relationship leads to rebellion." There's great wisdom there. Parents need to make a concerted effort to build bridges to their kids, starting very early to have fun as a family, laughing and talking and doing things that bond the generations together. That's the best way I know to disarm the teenage time bomb before the fuse is lit.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.